It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. You may know Seattle's EMP Museum for its Jimi Hendrix collection, or maybe you just love the science fiction shows they've got there. But this week, EMP extended its franchise on all things nerdy with an exhibition about video games. Indie video games, to be exact. The Indie Game Revolution exhibit highlights the latest games created by up-and-coming developers and designers. My colleague Ross Reynolds met up with EMP curator Jacob McMurray to check it out. McMurray says when it comes to video games, the label indie can be a complex and even controversial term.
Indie is really a term that is used by kind of mainstream press to describe what's happening at this lower level, at this more independent level of gaming. But within indie, indie can mean so many different things. There are so many different people making games for so many different reasons. Some might call themselves indie. Some people might identify with that. Some people might not.
Are you a gamer, Jacob?
I definitely play a lot of games. I think, you know, before working on this exhibit like a year ago, the games that I was, you know, was aware of were AAA games. Were these games, you know, that get lots of marketing and lots of media attention. And I wasn't really aware of what was happening, you know, in this indie room. But once I started seeing what was happening there, this like opened my eyes quite a bit as to like, oh, I didn't realize there could be a game where you aren't winning anything. There's a game in the gallery called Gone Home, created by some Portland developers called Fulbright is their company. And in the game, you're a college student and you come home. And nobody's in your house, and they left a note for you, and you basically the whole game is trying to figure out what happened. Here, let me start it up.
So as it's loading, we're seeing a cassette turning.
Yeah, and so what's interesting about this game is that it's set in Portland, Oregon. It's and set in the mid-90s, so it has very much these kind of 90s Northwest references. So like with the cassette, you can play, you can find a cassette of Riot Girl music, and you know, it feels very kind of a time and a place, which is nice. But you start out, you know, it's sort of on the front door, and you can kind of look at various things.
You're standing on a porch, and you can see a duffel bag, and Caitlin Greenbrier, Portland, is written on the duffel bag and a tag.
You see a note on the door that says, "Katie, I'm sorry, I can't be there to see you, but it's impossible. Please, please, don't go digging around trying to find out where I am. I don't want anyone to know. We'll see each other again someday. Don't be worried. I love you, Sam." And so really from there, it's like, you know, you're entering the house once I figure out where the keys are. And, you know, really, I mean, the game sort of presents itself as if it's going to be a haunted house or some sort of, you know, kind of more thriller or mystery. But the real story ends up being much more deeper and more meaningful than that. But I won't ruin it for you. I like a lot of indie games because you feel that personal connection to the creator. You know, often with indie games, it's a small team or an individual creator making these games. And so, you know, there's this kind of personal passion that's put into the games. There's a game called Fjords, which was created by a guy by the name of Kyle Reimergarten, who's a second grade teacher and teaches in Bellevue. Fjords is a game that is completely indifferent to the player. It doesn't seem to care whether you exist or not. And when you're playing it, it's really easy to get frustrated. And one time as I was playing it, I fell out of the game. Like, my character fell out of the plane of the game field, and it blew my mind. I had no idea. I thought this was a small, kind of intimate game, and my character is falling through screens of blackness until it fell into this ASCII character hell that was lying below. And it just it blew my mind. I was amazed that there was so much to this game. So it was kind of this strange, mystical experience that I totally did not expect.
EMP curator Jacob McMurray takes editor Jim Gates and I over to a widescreen TV. Before it is a table with two sets of 16 colored buttons, the game controllers for each contestant.
I think this would look very much indie. This is a game called Tenyawanya Teens. So basically what we're going to do is we follow the instructions from the parrot. So it says, new action, get naked. So
two little boys are in the shower and they're getting naked.
Yep, taking a shower. And then it says, new action, pee.
They're urinating in urinals that have dropped to the floor in their little imaginary.
New action, photograph.
You made them pee. But one way this is like other games is that it's a competitive game. You and Jim are racking up points, and you happen to be smoking him at the moment, 3,100 to 1,700.
Well, I've had a little practice. Well, I think what's important about this game, too, is that it's a local multiplayer game, and I think we've gotten so used to the idea that games are all about playing online and with other people that are in their different houses. And this kind of harkens back to the time when you would sit in your living room with your friends and play games.
What else about this game reveals one aspect of the indie aesthetic and just the way that it looks?
I think it's very playful. It's very non-realistic or representative. I think in graphics-wise, we're so used to games trying to get to that realistic human look, and this is very cartoony and very playful and funny.
Indie, independent. Independent of what?
Well, I think in this case, it's independent of this this AAA, as they call it, mainstream gaming industry. And this gaming industry has really developed over the last, 20 years or so, where games move towards being made by teams that are either, dozens if not hundreds of people. I mean, it's really kind of, mimicking a Hollywood system where you have, a huge amount of people, a lot of money creating a game over a certain amount of time. And so I think over time, people started thinking like, I don't feel empowered. I don't feel like I have a lot of creative input in this. So they started going off by themselves and making their own passion projects. And the reason that we're able to do this is because we no longer have to make a product to put on a shelf. There's digital distribution outlets where you can actually, put out your game and send it off over the internet and people can buy it. The fact that there, are robust game tools that are available to everybody means that everybody can make games. I mean, you could, this weekend, make a game. It might not be a great game, but you could make a game.
Jacob McMurray is the chief curator at the Experience Music Project, the EMP. He put together the Indie Game Revolution exhibit, and it opened there this week. Jacob spoke with Ross Reynolds.